early Yutesh Kislev, with Yom Tivul Chassidim, all of our Chassidim are listening. Okay, yesterday we talked about lighting by a Pesach Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim, and the Gemara says that if you don't have a Pesach Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim, for whatever reason, there can be many reasons why you can't light by a Pesach Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim. So Menicha B'Chalon, that Bnei Rishus HaRabim could see, and we'll talk tonight about if it's below 20 Amos, or not above 20 Amos, and therefore it's Mekayim, the Dina de Gemara, that if you don't have a Pesach Pesuach B'Shus HaRabim, then you light B'Chalon, that's seen by the Shus HaRabim. Sometimes people have questions about which chalon they should put it in. Certainly you should put it in the chalon that, to be Mekayim Iker HaDin, so you want to put in the chalon where there's more people, even though sometimes, well, okay, there shouldn't be a chashash of a fire, of course. You put it, let's say, in a bedroom where there's not constant traffic, it might be a little dangerous, you have to know about that. But again, also people are very used to the idea that we light Chanukah menorah and it's seen by the people inside, but that really is not the Tzuras HaMitzvah. And we, you know, especially if we come from Chutz La'aretz, you have to really internalize that the Tzuras HaMitzvah is to be Mefarsim for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, not to the people in the house. That is the way they establish the mitzvah. Okay, so you have the chalon, and you should pick the chalon with more exposure, meaning more people are able to see it. If you light on the mirpeset, yesterday we said you have to light by a Pesach, and which would mean if you have, even if you have, a ledge going around your property, you have a wall, like you stick a wall going around your parking lot or your property, but there's almost always an entrance. So you should light by the entrance. You shouldn't stam light so you don't have an entrance on the side that's Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim. You have an entrance on another side which can't be seen from L'Shus HaRabim. So I'm not sure if you should light stam on the ledge, because I think the idea of lighting by the Pesach is that then it's nikar that the Balabayas lit it. It's by his doorway. But and somewhere else, anybody could have lit it. So maybe. So that's, I have to think about. But the Omer Peset, I don't think needs a Pesach. Omer Peset, I would assume I would call it Midin Chalon. So it's a Chalon, Lushus Aram, the Omer Peset. So it doesn't have to be by a door or the entrance to the Omer Peset, I would think. That has a Din of Chalon, Pesuach Lushus Arabim. Again, okay, so you could light the Midin Chalon. If you're more than 20 amas up, I don't hold of these svaras that are said. So then the question is, should you go to the third option, which is Manicha Shulchan of the Dayo? So you light for the inside people, we call it. That's the third option. Or some people light by the door to their house. And they'll do it even if they're on a high floor where nobody passes by. Or sometimes they'll only do it if there's somebody else on the floor, but there could even be only one person on the floor. So that's already different minhagim, different poskim. The more chassidish-oriented hold that there's more of an inyan by the door. And my experience is that the less chassidish-oriented would lighten the house already. And in other words, doing the third option. Seems to me, that the third option is a much better option than Bizman HaGemara. Because in Bizman HaGemara, the person's light in his house came from a menorah. It came from candles burning. It came from a menorah. So it's always a problem. Okay, Menicha Shulchan of a Dayo, but it really looks like stam, you're lighting up your house. It's not so niker, the mitzvah. Meshengim is manazeh, where everybody has lights, and everybody has all sorts of electric lights, right? And it's very nicker when you have a menorah burning and there's no blackout in your building. So it's very nicker that it's a special thing that you're lighting. So I think it's a much better option than Bisman HaGemara to light for the Bnei Bayis. In other words, if you're not lighting for Bnei Rishus HaRabim, then Menicha HaShulchan HaVadayo is a much better option than it used to be. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll go to Chavis HaLobos. We're in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh Paragimel, and we're in the middle of the first Cheshbon HaNefesh. And the first Cheshbon HaNefesh is to think about the gratitude that you have to, that you owe Hashem for existing. And he incorporates in this, because you can really make many paragraphs out of this, many cheshbonos, because you're existing as a person, not as a domain, not as a tzomeach, not as a chai, not as a medaber. We are existing as a person, and then there's a yid, and then there's Shlomo Sani Yisha, and then there's a yid that we got the Torah, and we're able to have a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's all overwhelming gratitude, and we didn't do anything to deserve it. You can't kid yourself here that we did something to deserve it, because Hashem created us. So nothing came before our creation. So this is a total chesed, total rachamim. Hashem, thank you, Hashem, for creating me and for making me what I am today. If you need help, imagine the following story. Let's say you were an infant, a day old, 2 days old. Your mother abandoned you. It happens sometimes. She feels she can't care for the child. Someone else will do a better job. So the mother abandons the child. But Hashem, not in a dumpster, which sometimes is done, but she left them in the street. They call them a Sufi. So, Vava Adam Echad, a person passed by, Barad also, okay? One day old child, you know, the Chomal Olav. The Chmonis was a beautiful baby. Vasef also al Beso, this is what Basri Basparo did. Took him into the house, Venitval Begidulo, and raised him like a child. Adesha Godol Vihiskil, and he paid for his college education, and he married him off, and he got him a job, and he found him in the street. So at Kama, how much would you imagine that if he wants you to do something that you owe him because of your debt of gratitude to fulfill his will? And certainly you would do whatever he asks of you if it's humanly possible. You owe him Pashut your whole everything. Oh, he just picked you up as an infant and he gave you everything. Ukfi Hagonas Habori Olav, that's because of B'chol and Yonov. So Hashem did much more, right? Hashem created us also. So Tzorech Shehi Moshe Achra Vodaso, this is one of the fundamental principles of the Chavis Halvogus, that therefore we have such an tremendous debt of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we want to do his avoda, and then the irony is that it's all for our benefit because he doesn't need anything. So that's like the ultimate irony. The Mishul Sharim makes this point too, but the Mishul Sharim makes it as part of zrizus, something that would get you to do mitzvahs bezrizus, while the Chavis Halvogus makes it a foundational principle of our entire avodas Hashem, every doing avodas Hashem. The kibul mitzvos for hochiach hanavi huma binyan zeh. But amro hal Hashem tigbul uzos amna vol v'lo chacham halahu avicha konecha hu aschadei chonecha. Right, that's what the pasuk is expressing. Ubir yecheskel beperek tezayin v'ever alayich v'erech misposesu b'domayich v'shar inyan is really an arichus in yecheskel. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and made us into an Ummah, like took us from the depths of slavery, where you basically don't have an existence, and therefore the Yecheskel, the Navi, is giving Bnei Yisrael Musar for not being more on top of things in terms of their avodas Hashem. So that's the first Cheshbon. to think about your very existence and how you owe it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to feel profoundly grateful for existing. And as I say, it's existing and not as a domain tzomeach or chai or medaber, but as even shlosani goy, shlosani ovid, shlosani isha, and to be profoundly grateful for that. And to, you will feel memela. You don't have, you know, unless a person is mentally, is emotionally ill, but a normal person, this is what the Shulchan Sharm makes this point stronger. It's assumed by the Chayvus Alvavus, he doesn't make the point beferish, that a normal person will feel, when he realizes how profoundly grateful he should feel, a normal person will want to pay the debt of gratitude by fulfilling the will of the person to whom he owes the debt of gratitude. And I'm hinting to that, it's for your own benefit. So that's really the ultimate irony of the whole geschäft. Okay, we'll stop here.